Hello everyone, welcome to my SOP local woods, and I'm very delighted to be with you once again on this episode of the AfriNuke podcast. How have you been? It's been quite some days. I've been quite a bit engaged with a few things. So today I'm going to be reading out from this little jotter, not verbatim, but in a way of summary way or bulleted point way. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about some very pertinent issues about nuclear technology development, peaceful nuclear technology development in Africa. I have to sound that word peaceful, because what is happening today is a bit on the negative application of nuclear technology. I'm not in any way intended in raising any negative aspect of nuclear tech, although that's where it started from. But on this aspect, I'm talking about peaceful application of nuclear technology in Africa. And so what am I talking about today? Africa has been engaged in a lot of activities, a lot of events, and sometimes I feel that we are caught up in the euphoria and we don't seem to get it. We don't seem to actually hit the nail on the head and get this technology home. So on today's episode, I want to discuss and have some kind of general ranting. You can drop your comments on what you think about what I'm going to be talking about today. Some general rantings about how Africa can get nuclear technology replicated in the continent. Okay, so I give an example of how technologies get developed. Not too long ago, South Korea and some Southeastern Asian countries, for example, were not really where they are. They were asking for aid, and African countries gave them aids. But today, the story is different. It's a total switch. How did they do it? Okay, let's not talk about Asia. Some OECD countries were the originators. I don't know if that's the right word to use. They started to use nuclear technology. Russia, US, France, and a host of others were really advanced in nuclear technology as first world countries, and they were developing it further and using it both for military and also for civil uses. And going to the example of South Korea, when they started to develop after the war, after they were desecrated and their country was in shambles, they needed to come up, develop their economy and get better. What happened? All they needed to do was to say, hey, we need electricity. Please come build it for us. And while they had made that first move already, they had sent their citizens to these countries to go learn how to do it. While their citizens were there, they already had hope of what they are coming back to do. And that was to come and work in a nuclear power plant site or facility, or nuclear facility, if that's the right word for it. A lot of stories to back up that abound, but I'm just citing it as an example of one way African countries can use to advance their move to getting nuclear technology. Okay, so we continue on that citing, or in this goal to getting nuclear power plants in Africa. Africa may never get new nuclear power plants unless we first of all do what these countries did when they wanted to get theirs, even though they didn't have the original technologies themselves. Africa is doing this. Most African countries are doing this already. They are sending their citizens to various advanced countries to go learn nuclear tech, nuclear science, nuclear engineering, different countries. But why is it not turning out to be having the concrete poured on the ground in various African countries? Why is it not so? The first one, we have done it well. I need to look at these things very, very objectively. We need to look at it very objectively so that we can see where it is pinching us, and then we nip the problem at the bud. Number one, we have too many policies in Africa, in African countries. Our policies are actually stifling us, is preventing us from actually getting things done. Too many policies and regulations. I'm not saying we should not have them, but once we have a clear mission, let these policies help us get what we need to do, and which is to get our nuclear power plants working. Some people will say funding. Oh, funding is part of it, but it is not really the major part. Countries want to sell. Africa must be positioned to buy. Ask yourself, how did we get some other infrastructure development project executed in Africa? What were the driving motivation? Some of them were even executed by private individuals. A refinery was recently completed in Africa, like it's the biggest one, like it's biggest refinery in the world of its type. How did it come to fruition? It was an individual. Was it just his money? No. The economy was very, very, like, very enticing. They couldn't object to giving him the money to getting it built. That's just one example, okay? And how can we move from just wanting to actually getting, okay? China, for example, they have different kinds of nuclear technology being built on their soil. I give an example of the AP1000 from Westinghouse at the Sanmen nuclear power plant site. Okay, so they started building it, and right beside it, the Chinese were implementing their own technology. I don't know if it is right or wrong, but I see it as a push to independence. And how it did, like, okay, if you put one block here, they also put one block here. They were just doing a kind of reverse engineering. Be it right or wrong, it's one way to getting it done. Okay? So, How can we do this? Another example is South Korea as well. They built the first reactor in the 70s, and not more than 10 years or 20 years from that, they started having their own technology, and now they are exporters of nuclear power plants technology. Africa can as well do this, and even better, because I believe Africa is the cradle of humanity, and the first nuclear fission reaction that occurred naturally is attributed to have happened in Africa. So I don't see it being far-fetched, but we need to do something. Something is holding us back, and we have to break it off from us before we can actually get it done. So I've given you two examples now. The first being the originators being how they got the technology. Second one is how the second set of people got theirs. And then the third one is, and then also about the policy, how it is stifling our development. The third one is not far-fetched, my fellow Africans listening to my voice, and fellow humans. Corruption is really taking us to a very, very bad level in Africa. I don't know if it is to call it corruption or wasteful spending. It's really causing us great harm. Nigeria, for example, started budgeting for power since the start of democracy, and it has been sounding in billions and billions and billions of naira and dollars, and yet nothing to show for it. We need to check that aspect. Okay, so we cannot get our nuclear power plants to work if we do not check our wasteful spending habits in Africa. Next, I remember years back in my village, in our kitchen, we use local woods to cook, and in the kitchen or in the small enclosure where we use the local woods to cook, you have some soot that accumulates either on the walls or on the roof of the kitchen area. That's carbon, and that's not healthy with the current knowledge we have now. And this situation is common in many, many, many of our villages, and even still very much prevalent. But yet, if you sum it all up, it's still not much of a contribution to the carbon footprint of Africa, to the global carbon footprint. And what am I driving at? Africa does not have a carbon problem, even though it is a thing of concern, but it is not an overbearing concern that we should stop every other thing and focus on carbon. Africa does not have a carbon intensity problem. What we need to have is energy intensity first. That will drive our development and prosperity beyond what carbon can cause or do to us. So, why did I say this? We need to start developing our heavy industries. we need to start developing and looking at how we can build our heavy industries. The steel industries that have gone moribund, we need to start reviving them and start developing our local capacities to getting our heavy industries come alive again. And then, in addition to that, when you are hungry, you don't get worried about being fit. Rather, you think about getting fed first before worrying about being fit. You don't tell somebody who is mal or undernourished to go to the gym. First, he needs to get appropriate nourishment from good feeding. That's the case for Africa. We do not have enough energy. So worrying about carbon intensity should be secondary for us. And nuclear technology or nuclear power is one of the ways we can get energy dense and energy sufficient. So I would like us to focus. Lastly, we need to focus. Focus on getting nuclear technology built for energy sufficiency in Africa. That's my last point in this episode of the AfriNuke podcast. What do you think Africa needs to do to get energy sufficient using nuclear technology? Drop your opinion in the comments and see you in the next one. Thank you very much. Bye.